KBNO's actual anniversary is in August 27th. And through September 2nd, we are celebrating by shining a light on the mission of various arts organizations in the Metro. On today's Arts at 8:30, as a result of 20 community studies conducted by organizations and arts foundations, three things were needed in Council Bluffs: arts education to appreciate the past and sponsor creativity for the future, a diversified sustained fund structure, and a cultural center. Then the Parawarami Arts Culture and Entertainment at the Huff Family Arts and Culture Center became an arts hub in the Council Bluffs community.
The building had to be a living, breathing entity that's always creating something new.
Creative director for PACE, Adam Van Asdel, says something exciting in the arts scene was emerging in the Bluffs that would give access to all.
It couldn't be like a closed, like hallowed hall situation where it's an ivory tower that no one can go into unless it's a special event. It had to be a place people could call home, and they could call home for their arts, where we also would have artists creating in the building, we'd have organizations creating, and then always having something available. So it becomes a routine that people incorporate art into their life. And that's the only way, basically like having a gym membership, like eating healthy. Art is health for your soul, for your mind, for your heart. And that's what PACE is all about. It's a community-driven, open-source supply for all your art needs.
About a month after PACE's grand opening, the COVID pandemic forced them to significantly reorganize to provide any services. Van Asdel says one of the things that they learned from the pandemic is to help people all the time with the arts.
Being an upstart art institute, we don't have like a legacy of 40 years. We quickly jump on all things masks, all things HEPA filters, all things sanitation programs, develop a program to protect against COVID, and we start doing programming in June. Social distance, everything like that, of 2020. Since then, we're up into the hundreds of programs basically every year for the reason of entertaining smaller groups continually. And so the thought is that if we can keep active in people's lives when they most need us, basically during COVID, which is a tornado that ripped through our community, it isolated us, all of our support systems were gone, and that is when art is needed, and that's what we've been trying to do. So moving forward, as we normalize to the new normal outside of COVID, we're going to keep offering programs all the time, classes and performances, so that you have time to reflect, you have time to learn your life, and you have time to maybe, I guess, reflect on these hard years we've had. And that's the point of art.
But this organization goes back farther. In 1982, the Bluffs Arts Council was incorporated. In 2015, they agreed to transition their 501c to PACE and created a new board of directors. And now that things are mostly back to normal, PACE continue with this mission. They merge with the Chanticleer Theater and Cannesville Symphony, and the Huff Family Arts and Culture Center in-house the American Midwest Ballet and the Kitchen Council.
PACE provides over 200 performances, exhibits, classes, and events yearly. This is around 33 adult art classes, 135 youth classes. There's two children's summer camps. We have culinary programs. We have gallery exhibitions. We have theater shows. We have orchestra shows. We have pop-up restaurants. Basically, assume that if you look over at PACE at the Huff Family Arts and Culture Center, you'll see something's going on, something that you, your family, can enjoy for a day out or a date night, or just to basically some intellectual stimulation, because that's what we're here for, to serve you and the greater community.
Visit PACEArtsIowa.org to see their calendar of events and more information. From the KBNO Arts Desk, I am Gabriel Escalera.